Well, hello there, Jonathan Doyle with the Weekly Podcast. Excited to be with you. Hope you're a regular listener. If you're not, what have you been doing? But this is going to be a good one. And I've also got some news. And the news is that in just a few days, I'm going to release a ridiculously awesome sort of 10-week online video program completely for free for the first 1,000 people that access it. So what I've done is taken my book, Bridging the Gap, and we filmed sort of 10 really cool modules about each of the main areas, which is going to give you a whole bunch of great ideas for life. And I put a PDF in there. So for each video, you can sort of put down a few points, which I hope are going to be really useful as well. Okay, so what are we doing this time? I'm going to share with you something deep. How deep? Really deep. We're going really deep this week. We're going to get down to the roots of it all, if you will, because as a life coach, I'm noticing more and more, I just love working with people for a start. So if you're interested in life coaching, get in touch with me through the website and we can look at the possibility of working with me one-on-one. I'm very selective. I only want to work with certain kinds of people. So we can have a chat about that. But doing life coaching recently has just been amazing. What a privilege just to really work with people. And one of the things that's coming up, or just sort of comes up in just about every single relationship I have through life coaching, is just how powerful people's beliefs and underlying rules of life are. So stay with me as we flesh this out. So what I've decided to do is refer to this podcast, what I call the Deep Structure Podcast. The deep structure is the kind of rules and beliefs and the architecture, the foundation of how you are in the world. So that sounds a bit grandiose. That sounds really big, but just stay with me as we sort of work it out. I mean, look, one way to, I guess, to access it initially would be through the metaphor of a skyscraper. You know, you want to build something impressive, then the foundation is everything. You know, deep, strong, solid foundation is going to be crucial to whatever gets built on top of it, right? So you're not going to build a really big, powerful, successful structure on a really flimsy base. So what's happening for a lot of people, and maybe for you, is that this deep structure of your life, the deepest rules about how the world works, how people should behave, your beliefs about reality, are really the foundation to how you operate in the world. And so many of your results are going to be coming out of that. Now, the first thing is to realize just how powerful your subconscious is. So first thing, you don't walk around all day going, oh, well, you know, these are my deep rules and beliefs about the world, and this is how things should be. So much of this is happening just below the surface so often that we're not quite in touch with it. So I'll give you an example. The subconscious makes up a vast amount of just our entire way of being in the world. Pretty much everything you have ever experienced is buried somewhere in your subconscious. And I used to do this with live audiences. People go, oh, well, you know, that's not true. As if our brain records everything we've ever experienced. They go, well, you know, if you're in the room, I used to say to people, put up your hand if you've ever almost stepped on a snake. And you'll always get a fair few people, hands go up, and they'll say, can you remember, how old were you when that happened? Where were you? What time of day was it? What was it hot? Was it cold? And people will bring back the most incredible recollections of how old they were, where they were, what they're even wearing, what happened, how they felt. And I'm going, look, before I asked you that question, that was not in consciousness, was it? Like, it wasn't in the front of their mind. So where was it? I mean, they didn't just suddenly manufacture a memory and make it up. I mean, they could lie to me, but probably didn't. So it shows that this memory, this deep, rich experience, was buried beyond the conscious mind, much, much deeper in the subconscious. Why does that matter? Because our deep structure, our rules and our beliefs about how we're supposed to be in the world are buried in this deep structure. So what that means is that so many times the results that we're getting or not getting are being driven by forces beyond our conscious mind. So when you're not getting that promotion, or you're failing that exam, or you're not making enough money, or you can't get the right person in your life, or this marriage is terrible, it's like, why is this not working? So many people are like, why? I don't even, like, as a life coach, the number of times people are like, I don't even understand why I do that. You know, and I've got a whole podcast, you can do a search on it, for self-sabotage. You know, so many times we're doing stuff. You know, look at how people eat or don't eat or exercise or don't exercise, or, you know, whether they're popular or there's just, you know, they don't like being, all these different ways of being in the world are coming from a really deep place. So what another way to look at them is like scripts. You know, like you know, an actor has to learn to read a script, you know, and they get into a role. And often family roles can be really powerful. Part of our deep structure can be from our family. So, look, one of the things about life coaching, one of the crucial things, is that we don't spend a lot of time looking back. So I'm not a therapist, I'm not a clinical psychologist or a psychiatrist. So my job isn't to kind of look at all the things that you learned and try and pull those apart. Life coaching is primarily about looking at right now and the future, how we're going to create results. But we do take a look at the past and get a snapshot of it and how it's affecting things. So often we have these roles. You know, we talk about things like the class clown. You know, people say, oh, you know, they're such a clown, or, you know, they're such an introvert, or this, you know, or they're, you know, they're just so tight with money, or they're just so extravagant, or all these different roles that we get put into. We're very social beings. We want to get on with people, so we adopt roles as well. So now you've got deep structure and roles coming at you, right? You've got these two things that are probably creating a lot of your results. So I guess, and I'll give you another rather powerful insight into beliefs and how these beliefs of your deep structure affect things. Beliefs are so powerful. You know, they're just so subtle. Like, we just believe certain things to be true. And I'll give you a really cool example from a book I was reading during the week. And, you know, it's an example of somebody's walking through a city and somebody jumps out to mug them, right? So they're standing there with a knife or a gun or a baseball bat or something, and they're about to mug them. Now, depending on who you are, let's just pretend it's you. You're walking through this neighborhood and someone jumps out to mug you. Depending on your beliefs, any number of responses are possible. I'll give you an example. If you're a world champion martial artist and somebody jumps out at you with a stick or a knife or something, and you've spent 35 or 40 years totally learning, you know, knife disarming techniques, well, then you're going to have one belief about that circumstance. And put it this way, if you're a Zen Buddhist monk and somebody jumps out and wants to mug you, well, then you're going to have a very different approach to that circumstance as well. And the final example was, if you're a criminal and you've just moved into the neighborhood and someone jumps out to mug you, you might be likely to go, hey, buddy, I got an idea. Why don't we start working together? So there is, in that sense, the only reality is that there is a mugger. Okay, that's the only thing we know is true, because the mugger came and he's standing there. But how we you know, read the situation, what we do next, is totally based on a whole bunch of deep structure, rules and beliefs about the world. So can you just see how powerful they are, how you think the world is and how you think it should be? Are really powerful. And so much of this is happening outside our control. We want to bring it inside our control. So the first thing we want to do is talk about, well, okay, Jonathan, this is interesting, but how would I discover what my deep structure is? I want to give you a few examples. Now, and also, as always with the weekly podcast, I am putting my hand up and admitting that I have all sorts of deep structure challenges as well. So just because I'm a life coach and because I work with people is not remotely suggesting that I've totally got it figured out. So I'm doing this work with you. One of the first things to reveal your deep structure is to look at your outcomes. If life is absolutely thumping along and you're killing it and everything's going really well, then there's probably a good chance that your deep structure is aligned with at least what you're trying to do. So you might have a deep structure that goes, it's good to be successful. I love helping people. Making money is a good thing. I deserve success. Your deep structure could be in alignment and everything's going well. But then, of course, if you're getting the outcomes you don't want, if things aren't going well and things are just constantly not happening and you just don't know why, sometimes the outcomes you're getting can reveal a problem in your deep structure. So you want something, you're trying to create something, but you can't get it. It'll be because there's deep structure out of alignment. Another one is frustrations, things that really annoy you. And we can tie this into the third one, which is kind of, you know, your strongest emotions. When things really trigger your strongest emotions, like rage or, you know, deep depression or a major anxiety, when your biggest emotions get triggered, that'll be deep structure. So for me, I'll be really honest, like, I had big deep structure control issues. So I was a control freak. I was not a control freak of people, of other people. So I'm not, don't worry, I wasn't the office psychopath trying to control everybody. But I had perfectionism and control in my deep structure, right? So I had to be, as a speaker, I had to be perfect. I had to control the room, hundreds of people at a time. I had to control everybody. I didn't walk up to them and say, hey, I got to control you. But I just had these rules that I had to be, you know, in control of the room, and everybody had to love every second and love what I was doing. And if I didn't feel that, or if there was any issues, I could get really anxious, or really, if I had a bad day speaking, something went wrong, I could all of a sudden, you know, get really down and hard on myself. And this was coming out of deep structure. This was coming out of beliefs and rules. What was the rule? I must always make everybody happy all the time in every audience, and I must be the best speaker that everybody has always seen. Man, you set up rules like that? No wonder, you know, I burned out once in my life and got really tired and didn't know what I was doing because I had these deep structure out of congruence and alignment. So that's me sharing, but you'll have some too. Strongest emotions, what are your outcomes? That will discover and help you reveal some of your deep structure. So next thing is, how do you change it? How would you actually change your deep structure? So first thing, it's a big deal to do it, right? Yes, it's true that all change happens in an instant, but deep structure is kind of a major deal, right? This is kind of how you've learned to be in the world, and it doesn't, technically it does change overnight, because once you get to the point of change, you'll just crash straight through and change. But often getting there can take a while. So I want to give you a few quick tips. Number one about deep structure is simply awareness or mindfulness, or what we can call the observer self. So just simply looking at what you're doing and observing how you're behaving in the world and just becoming more mindful. It's really simple. Like, so much of the time that we're just in autopilot, we're just responding and reacting to circumstance. But if you find yourself constantly, you know, doing something that's not working for you or it's affecting other people, you know, first step to creating, to changing deep structure is just to step back and get mindful. What am I doing here? So we call the observer self. To stand outside you and go, stand outside yourself and go, why am I doing this? What's this telling me? Most people don't get that far, you know, they're just so distracted, but that's the first thing. Awareness, mindfulness, move to the observer self and look at what you're doing and begin to critique it and talk to yourself about it. Next big one is simply to act your way into change. So this is what I do as a life coach, is I don't stand there going, well, when your dad said this when you were three and then you cried and then this happened and you believed this. For me, that just leaves us with a diagnosis. I'm not saying don't use therapy in the therapeutic model, but I'm much more interested in, okay, what do you want to change? What's the outcome look like? Let's begin to change it. So acting your way into change, which is simply beginning to do the opposite or beginning to do the desired behavior. So if you know that your deep structure is creating one kind of outcome, like you're insecure and you're always seeking people's approval, or, you know, you begin to just stop seeking approval. You'll go to the observer self, be in a meeting or a discussion, or you're out somewhere socially, and just before you go to your normal pattern of craving someone's approval or, you know, name dropping or saying something to big note yourself, suddenly go to the observer self and go, whoa, you're just about to do it. And then act your way into change, either by not doing it or moving in the opposite direction, which is being humble or affirming someone else. And as you begin to act your way into change and constantly do the opposite to the negative part of that deep structure, you'll begin to change and create a new structure. Now, third one is be open to considering, if you want to, counseling or therapy. I mean, you know, if you find the right person, the right psychologist or someone who can really help you unpack and dismantle that stuff, go for it 100%. Next big one, art, music, creativity, writing. One of the ways we access our subconscious is through the creative self. So if you try and sneak up on your subconscious rationally, and you're like, they're going, all right, subconscious, we know you're in there. Come out. We want to talk to you. You know, and if you sneak up on a subconscious with a conscious mind, the subconscious is going to be there going, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so, Bill. You know, the subconscious is just not coming out to play. That's why it's the subconscious. If it came out to play, it would be the conscious, and we'd be all messed up. It's a Zen thing. Really Jedi confusing there. So you got to sneak up on the subconscious, and one of the ways you do it is through the other side of your brain, which is through art, through drawing, painting, music, creativity, writing, creative writing. Can't speak highly enough of those. Just begin to, you know, creatively create a new deep structure. Begin to dramatize, or, you know, just finished reading Robert Johnson's book on shadow psychology. You know, this is like, sometimes you've got to give a shape or a form to the things that you don't like. So you bring that shadow self, that damaged deep structure, out through creativity in a dramatic or artistic way. So there's another way to change it. Final quick one is just mantras. Just sometimes, you know, writing down mantras. You know, I do not need people's approval, or I don't have to control everybody, or I am not insignificant. All just mantras, you know, and just putting them up where you can see them and soaking yourself in them day in, day out. Really helpful. So there you go. There's some ideas on deep structure, the thing that's probably creating a lot of your outcomes and results. A lot of stuff in this one. Feel free to listen to it again. Keep an eye out in your email for when I release the online resource, which will be out very soon. First 1,000 people only will get it for completely free. After that, it's $49.95. Last things, as I always ask, grab the link for this podcast. If it's on iTunes, grab the link, or if it's on the website, grab it. Please post it on your social media feeds. Chuck it in Facebook. Chuck it in Twitter. Chuck it on Instagram and just share it with friends. Email it to a couple of people. Say, hey, have a listen to this. I'd love to just share these ideas with people. So there you go. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Weekly Podcast. Post a comment underneath. Flip me an email if you'd like to at jonathan@jonathandoyle.co. Get in touch with me about life coaching if that's something you'd like to pursue as well. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been one more of those very snazzy weekly podcasts. I'm going to speak with you again next week.